Hello, Anon, who always asks about my double penetration updates. Unfortunately, I cannot inform you that I have been double penetrated by two cocks at the same time. It is very sad. However, I was watching porn the other day, surprise, and I never do that ever. And, I got this really big craving because I was watching this porn where this chick was being fucked by this guy and like her husband or boyfriend or whatever was videoing them, super classic, and then he just comes over and she starts sucking his dick. And for some reason, like usually I watch those and I'm like, man, the rhythm on that would be really hard to like figure out because you don't want to get like fucked from behind really hard and then you get pushed into the other dick that's in your mouth, and what if it's a long dick, and then blah 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 blah. Logistics. Anyways, the way that they did it was just so fucking hot. And I talked with husband, I think it was yesterday, and I'm like, so I want to do this. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, how do I find someone for that? And he's just like you would find someone else for just regular fucking. Oh, so I guess, by the way, I should probably update you all. I have somewhat turned into a sexual scientist. I don't consider myself a slut because I don't know. What's the definition of, what's the definition of slut? Let's look it up. Slut. Google. Google, go. It's thinking. Okay, slut. A woman who has many casual sexual partners. A woman with low standards of cleanliness. Okay, so definitely number two. I don't know. A woman who has many casual sexual partners. I guess by that, I'm kind of a slut, but the thing is that it's only one time. Like, I find guys, and it's legitimately a one-time thing. We outline what is and is not okay. Like, I have this whole list of rules that I have to follow. And, like, if I get in their car, I need their car information. If I go to their house, obviously, I need their address. I have to go over their sexual history. I have to go over all this. They always have to use condoms, like, 100%. And, yeah, so I don't necessarily, I guess technically I might be a slut, but I prefer the term sexual scientist because it's not like I enjoy sex, but the biggest thing is having the different experiences because different people kiss differently. And like, there's this guy the other day. I have been trying to get into his pants for like 3.5 fucking years, and like I did it, and I'm so happy, and it makes me happy, and like, he's just an amazing kisser. Like, seriously, I just fucking melted. It was just really good. Anyways, I'm not gonna talk about him, but how people kiss and how people touch, and like, a lot of guys like pinching nipples, and I don't know why that is. Because we didn't talk about it beforehand, and like, I didn't say no beforehand because I didn't ask, but like, when they were doing it, like, there was one guy where I was like, you need to like turn it back just a notch. And because it's all about communication. But like, some guys are quick, and some guys have foreskin, and some guys don't, and some guys have really, really nice fucking balls. Like, I have a thing for balls, I don't know what it is. I popped a cherry. Like, I did a virgin. Yay! I was so proud of myself. Which was actually one of my goals in this whole thing, was to do a virgin. And he was such a virgin. And he was the cutest thing. Like, he was freaking out. Like, hardcore freak out. But he was. They're all their own kind of fun. Like, it's about the experience. Like, I'm gonna enjoy whatever it is. And I can go into detail about all of them, but long story short, no, I haven't done a double penetration. I'm currently in contact with a couple who is in Denver, and like he's a black guy and he has a nice cock, and she is just fucking gorgeous. Like, she's just a golden goddess, and she has these gorgeous lips, and oh my god, she's like, I don't know how to explain what she looks like. She has this blonde hair, which usually I don't like blondes, but she pulls it off. She's like a sexier Cameron Diaz. But like, her mouth is big, but she has like these gorgeous lips, but not like crazy giant Cameron Diaz mouth. I don't know how to explain it. But anyways, they sent me a picture of her mouth around his cock and like her looking up, and oh, it's just so hot. And I really, the reason why that came about is because I was messaging him on Tinder, and no, was I on Bumble? It's Bumble. I was messaging him on Bumble. Bumble is great, by the way. Like, you can exchange photos and stuff, and that's like pretty awesome. But Bumble, and I was like, you know what I've been craving lately? And he's like, what? And I'm like, I really want to go down on a girl, like really, really bad. And so I've gone down, I think I've only gone down on a girl once, and she said for a new person, I was like a 6 out of 10, which is like, oh, okay, that's good. And I think I've gotten better at like noticing things from like husband and other guys going down on me, which honestly, no one is as good as my husband. Like, no one. Like, of all the guys that I've been with, they all try really hard to like finger, like specifically fingering. Like, they just all suck. Like, okay, maybe they don't suck. They don't. What was it? It's the difference between stuffing a turkey and rubbing a magic lamp. My husband rubs the magic lamp, and most guys stuff the turkey. And it's like, dude, you need to chill. Like, it's okay. Like, just lick it, and we'll be fine. You don't need to like put stuff in it unless it's your cock. I really want your cock. I don't need your fingers. It's okay. But yeah, I've had a lot of experiences in the last. Fuck, when did I start? March. Between March and now, I've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 guys? 'Cause there was 6. So there was a scrawny guy. There was the red hair guy artist. There was the BBC. Fuck yeah. And then I actually had 2 guys in one day. Okay, that's kind of slutty. But I met the virgin, and then I met a different black guy, and that was an interesting experience. So what is that? 6? Skinny artist, big black guy. Shit, I totally just forgot. Virgin, other black guy. I feel like there was another one. No? Oh, and then like my friend from the other day. I need to go through my phone, but like at least 5 or 6 guys. Yeah. So that's fun. And of course, I want more. I took a little break because it was kind of affecting my husband and I's relationship, but I don't think he realized it was affecting because he was looking for people too. He was looking for women specifically. He, like, we're both hetero flexible, but he was specifically looking for someone to cuddle with, and he found someone. And at the time he hadn't, so things were kind of sad because I'm just like, I'm doing dudes, and he's like, I'm looking for someone to just cuddle with. I don't want to have sex. But yeah. So there's like almost 10 minutes of me just talking about me doing other people, which totally sounds like a slut. But you know what? Sexual scientist, it's all about different experiences, and learning how, like, dude, cocks are weird. Like, I handle different cocks differently. And that's interesting. And I don't know. It's just pretty cool. So, sex is fun. I like sex. And other people like having sex with me. And that makes me happy. So there you go. I will definitely update you in the future if I do have any DPs. It's not going to happen with my friend because it's just not. Although that would be really hot though. But yeah, no. Anyways, okay, thanks for listening. Bye.